ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 71 टाइटल्ड द लॉर्ड ट्रैवल्स टू इंद्रप्रस्थ टेक्स्ट नंबर 31 एंड 32। संक्षिप्ता वर्तमान करीनाम मदा गंदा तोये चित्रा ध्वजे कनका तोरना पूर्णकुंभे भ्रष्टा आत्मबी नवा दुखूला विभूषणा श्रक गंदे नृभी युवातिभि च विराजमानम्। संक्षिप्त वर्तमा करिना मदगंध तोयेश चित्रा ध्वजे कनक तोरण पूर्ण कुंभे नृष्टात्मभी नवदुकुल विभूषणाश्राग गंदे नृभिर्युवतिभिश्च विराजमानम्। संक्षिप्त वर्तमा करिना मदगंध तोयेश चित्रा ध्वजे कनक तोरण पूर्ण कुंभे मृष्टात्मभी नवदुकुल विभूषणाश्राग गंदे नृभिर्युवतिभिश्च विराजमानम्। संक्षिप्त वर्तमा करिना मदगंध तोयेश चित्रा ध्वजे कनक तोरण पूर्ण कुंभे भ्रष्टात्मभी नवदुकुल विभूषणाश्राग गंधे नृभिर्युवतिभिश्च विराजमानम्।
మాధవజీస్ చిత్రాధ్వజే కనకతోరణ పూర్ణ కుంభై మృష్టాత్మభీనవదుకుల విభూషణాశ్రా గంధే నృభిర్యువతిభిశ్చ విరాజమానం సంక్షిప్త స్ప్రింకిల్డ్ విత్ వాటర్ వర్తమా హూజ్ రోడ్స్ ఖరీనాం ఆఫ్ ఎలిఫెంట్స్ మదా ఆఫ్ ద లిక్విడ్ ఎక్సూడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ హెడ్స్ గంధా ఫ్రేగ్రెంట్ తోయై విత్ ద వాటర్ చిత్రా కలర్ఫుల్ ధ్వజే with flags kanaka golden torana with gateways purna kumbai and full water pots mrista decorated atmavi whose bodies nava niv dukula with fine garments Vibhushana, ornaments, Shrak, flower garlands, Gande, and aromatic sandalwood paste, Nribi, with men, Yuvatibi, with young women, Cha, also, Virajamanam, resplendent. So there is one more verse and there is a combined translation. Udipta deepa balibi prati sadma jala niryata dhuparuchiram vilas patakam murdhanya hema kalashay rajatoru shringair jushtam dadharsha bhavane kuru raja dhama. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The roads of Indraprastha were sprinkled with water perfumed by the liquid from elephants' foreheads and colorful flags. Golden gateways and full water pots enhanced the city's splendor. Men and young girls were beautifully arrayed in fine new garments, adorned with flower garlands and ornaments, and anointed with aromatic sandalwood paste. Every home displayed glowing lamps and respectful offerings, and from the holes of the latticed windows drifted incense, further beautifying the city. Banners waved and the roofs were decorated with golden domes on broad silver bases. Thus, Lord Krishna saw the royal city of the king of the Kurus. Purport. Very, very short purport. Srila Prabhupada adds in this connection, Lord Krishna thus entered the city of the Pandavas, enjoyed the beautiful atmosphere and slowly proceeded ahead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూపా కదా మయ్యం తదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురో వైష్ణవాంశ
श्रीरूपाम् साग्रजाताम् सहगना रघुनाथाम् वितम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् हरिजनासहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादाम् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुय एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
Hare Krishna Prabhu. So this is 10th canto. We are reading the chapter titled Lord Travels to Indraprastha. There's a detailed description about the city of Indraprastha. There is a consistency in Srimad Bhagavatam. Wherever we hear about city's description, many things are very common. How the houses were decorated, how the roads were, how the people were dressed. And here is Krishna with his family members. Krishna was not alone. He was traveling from Dwarka. So his whole family members were there. All his wives were there. So he is entering and this is the reception. Krishna is receiving this reception with so much love and affection. So Krishna, it is said that he was so happy. Obviously Krishna is very pleased the way he was received. It's mentioned about the atmosphere. It was so pleasing that he slowly entered. Acharyas have said there are different levels of knowledge. Primarily there is one knowledge, it is called Jhada Vidya, or in other words material knowledge, which we are all fascinated, one sense. But at the same time, one Acharya has said that Jada Vidya is something like someone goes and says, I saw darkness. And he comes and tells, I saw darkness. Now what did you see? Now Jada Vidya, if you have seen, it is darkness. That means if you have seen darkness, means you are not seen. You are not seen anything. What can you see in darkness? So there is another level of knowledge which is above this, and that knowledge is about there is life, there is consciousness, and still there is another level of knowledge which says there is life, there is soul, but then there is a super soul or universal consciousness, and I am one with that consciousness, I am the same. So that is also one level of consciousness. But then there is another level of consciousness which many of them would accept, that that supreme divine, that universal is very powerful. He is the controller. He is omniscient. He is omnipresent. He is omnipotent. That reverence. I am controlled. I am dependent. But then there is another level of knowledge above that, and that is the knowledge of sweetness, or in other words, madhurya. So now, what most of them would not know, even in the name of religion, is this madhurya knowledge, sweetness, the loving knowledge. That is what is revealed here in the 10th canto. This is what Prabhupada wanted to reveal to the world. There is another existence. The existence of sweetness. That's what we see here. But basically here it is, Krishna is there and it's family. Isn't it all family members? This is what is spiritual world. Now one time there was a very renowned person giving class here. Of course you all know him, Janani Vas Prabhu. He's been a brahmachari throughout his life. He's going back to the spiritual world, means going back to a family. Now he is a person who is detached from family life. He's going back to family, and family here, what does it mean, family? There is Nanda Maharaj, there is Yashoda, there is Rishabhanu, there is Kirtida, there is Gopa, there are gopis, there are other residents, they have their children. Then there are friends, there are lovers. And such family where, but the uniqueness of this family is, they all had their own children, but they would love Krishna the most. But same time, Krishna also, he had mother Yashoda, but he had the same love for all other mothers. He had the same love for others. He would also reciprocate. So this is the mood. Now this is actually one sense, even in the mundane world, this is what was. It's not there. His family values, how family would be there together. Said that human life is a very rare opportunity for experiencing this. We all have heard that this body is like a boat and there is a captain who is leading us. Then there are favorable winds. The same principle, unfortunately, the winds are there but they are not the favorable winds. And the leaders are there, but they are not the right leaders. For example, you see the way the winds of Maya, it's not an easy thing. It's such a powerful vibration. Anyone, if he is not very prepared, or he doesn't have a choice, if he has not understood what is free will in life, it's very natural that he'll be carried away by this. And who are the leaders? The film stars, the sportsmen, the politicians, the wealthy person, the industrialist, who are very successful materially. Now they are the leaders and these are the winds. So this human body will be carried by. But the truth is, this is Jada Vidya. Even if it is very attractive, even if it is very fascinating. And what to speak about another very important leader. I didn't speak about internet. What to speak about iPod, iPad. and the television. Now, television actually is the real leader in the society now. Whatever is shown on the television is accepted as Guru Vakya. No? What is said, families all accept it was shown on the TV. They said in the newspaper, the media said it, this is the truth. So this way, the whole civilization is getting misled. That is the truth. So that means every one of us, we have a choice. Free will is there. There is one thing which can never be taken away from our life is our free will. Everything can be taken away. The wealth can be taken away. The health can be taken away. Even the environment can change. The way it is spoken now, climate change, and so much is being discussed about, you know, what is the solution. But the truth is, you are trying to find a solution in darkness. You are trying to hold on, but it is all darkness. Because there is no knowledge, proper knowledge. How can there be, if we are not connecting what is there here with to whom it belongs, material, whatever energy, facilities are available, if it is not seen in connection with whom it belongs to, the natural tendency is to just exploit. So there is no connection. And now trying to find a solution, how much can you do it? Whatever rules you bring out, policies, government coming together, but the result will be, unless that exploitative mentality is there, there will be no result. So in that sense, Krishna is showing that how eventually it is a family. So family is the one which creates that type of mood. Of course, as far as free will is concerned, there was one film actress from Bollywood. She became very popular. She said, she put it on this thing, on the YouTube, and it became very viral. And she said, my choice. So that's her choice, free will. And in her said, it's my choice what can I do, what to do, what I will do, what I'll decide, with whom I will have relationship. Even if it is immoral. She didn't say, it's not immoral. Now that's my choice. Yes, it's your choice. Everyone has a choice. Everyone has a free will. But then we are responsible for what choice you make. It is not, the choice is there. Every second there is a choice. The free will is there. What do you decide? This or this? But being very courageous, so-called, being very liberal, to impress. But the truth is, most of them will, this is very nice, it's my choice. But of course, very few people who had some values in life, they said, this is condemned. How can you speak like this? So the truth is, free will is there, but the free will, when it is used, it only pushes this human body, which is like a boat, towards just darkness. Darkness means selfishness. A few days back, Gauranga Prabhu was in the seminar. He made one very nice point. He said, what is the cause of suffering? Now, of course, we have all the answer, right? What is suffering? Everyone can give, what is the cause of misidentity? We are not this body, we are this, you are that. But there is one thing very, very basic why we are suffering. It is only because we are selfish. And it's very easy to speak. The core, deep inherited within, is selfish. I don't care what happens. It's me and mine. But that is the cause of suffering. Related, this is the cause of suffering. Now, no one likes to suffer in life. But if I say that, the cause of suffering, you are selfish. How can you say that I'm selfish? But that is what. And now family, here it is said that family, the family is where, this is, like His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he gives one example about, even now, there are families, even in this age. So he was giving an example of one family he came across. He visited their house. So there are five brothers, so five wives, their children, and their sisters, their children, their husbands, and they all come together in the evening. And they were living really united. But it is very... Anyone would be curious to know that. How do we live? No? Together. So he asked the children. He asked one child. He was running around, you know, very happy. Who is your father? So he said, they all are my fathers. But who is your real father? No, no, we don't make that discrimination. He is my father, my kaka, my chacha, they are also my father. So same thing is about cousins. Cousins also like brothers, sisters. And what to speak about children? Who is your child? Yeah, he is my child. But they are also my child. She is also my son, she is my daughter, he is my daughter. So all of them, they think that way. So it becomes a very... Means they are all united with one principle, that we all are. So in that sense, if you extend, yes, Krishna is the original father, aham bija pradhapita, that sense, everyone is related. To need to have a vision, and what to speak about just caste and nationality. This is what Prabhupada wanted, that every year all of them should come and assemble in Mayapur. And when they come in Mayapur, you see people coming from all different colors. But there is one common thing, there was some connection. And even now I feel that many times we meet people, we have no connection with them otherwise. You know, someone from Ukraine, he comes here and we start talking to him. And we sat wondering, just talking to him. There is some connection, some closeness is there. I don't even know, you know, what is your background, where have you come from, what is your upbringing and all. But now, because we are, you know, okay, you also follow, I also follow. There is some connection. So this is what is really how Krishna, what he meant, that, you know, when you're talking about universal brotherhood, unity in this diversity, is to get that thing. So that is what family is being like emphasized here. Krishna is coming here and is with his family members. And whom is he going to meet? He's going to meet his cousins. Of course, there is Mother Kunti, there is elder brother Yudhishthira, then there is Bhima, there is Arjuna. Then all the residents of Indraprastha, they are all, you know, it's like one family gathering and Krishna in the center. And so much warmth, so much affection, so much of giving, you know, sharing. No selfishness. Sounds, is it possible? Yes, this is what is. No selfishness. I don't know what type of mood it will be when there is no selfishness. What type of experience it will be when there is no selfishness. So we know that how selfishness creates a type of so much of, you know, differences, animosity, misunderstanding, conflict. So that is materialistic type of a civilization which breeds, very rampantly it breeds these qualities. You don't have to search for these qualities. Do you have to search for these qualities? You have to search for it. It's just everywhere. To find these qualities, it is very, very rare. That means there has to be some effort put to develop these qualities. It's not going to happen naturally. So that is what is one side. The knowledge level is darkness. And other side there is sweetness. But in between, obviously, there is austerity. It's not going to be natural. There is some effort, some type of tapasya to experience that austerity. So there is a... I just remember that how a person in family life, if he has that type of an heart, how does he behave, how does he think, how does he act, what is his motive, what is his vision? He's one personality called Shivanand Sen. Amazing, no? Now, Shivanand Sen is not that he was a very wealthy person. He's not that he was a multi-millionaire. No. He was. But every year, now he has taken up that responsibility. Around 300 people, he will take them from Navadvip to Puri. Now don't forget that you have to take them walking. And it takes more than 20 days. And don't forget that there is no proper road. That means there is forest. So anytime in the evening, you have to settle there. And he has to arrange for prasad for everyone. And then, those days, every place was like one different country. They had their own rules. So he'll be so much harassed. But he will be the person responsible to see that. Pay the tax. Now the uniqueness of this was, he never ever felt that it was a big burden for him. Why I had to do this? He was so much happy, joyful. Because of seeing this as they all are my family members and I have to serve them. I have to take care of them. See the degree of service attitude. And it so happened that once during this yatra, one street dog joined. Now who will ever bother about a street dog? Now see his vision. He sees a street dog. He says, oh, this street dog is also special because he has joined. So who is going to take care of this dog? I have to take care of it. So the boatman, when they had to cross a river, the boatman said, dogs are not allowed. He had to pay for everyone. All the 300 people he paid when it came up to the dog, he said, no. So he said, I will pay you 10 times more, but this dog is going to come with us. How can someone have that much of feeling for a street dog? He is also equally responsible. And then, one day, because he had to stay back, they were walking. So he had to stay back, because there was some negotiation going on. These people who are tax collectors, they were harassing him that you have to pay so much. And he said he can't pay so much. So he told his assistant, you go ahead, but see that, of course others' needs are taken care, but see that these dogs' needs are also taken care. You feed the dog the proper time. And he resolved this issue, and when he went back, first thing he asked his assistant, did you feed the dog? Because even for the dog there was a special rice arranged. It was not the same rice what other members were taking. It was a different type of rice. So this assistant said, I forgot. So where is the dog? Dog is not to be seen. Now see his mood. He took 10 people along with him to search for the dog. And when he didn't find the dog, he considered he has committed an offense. It's an aparadh. It's because of me. And he fasted the whole day that day. Now this is something very extreme. But the essence is, when a pure hearted, the degree a person's heart is pure, so that degree he will be dealing with people accordingly. So this is how we talk about family, values, coming together. Even now, then something very interesting about this person who makes, is a producer director. So he was asked that, you know, why is it that you make movies which are with family values? So his answer was, what can I do? My upbringing was that I always been with, you know, my fathers and in my aunts and my chachas and my kakas. And I have lived with my cousins and I have experienced that. So it is so much stuck in my consciousness that I think this is what is life. Life means it has to be like this. Usually when you make movies on family values, they don't have much commercial. Because the taste, common people taste is, you know, special effects and, you know, and violence and romance and... But in values. So the degree, these type of things are emphasized even Because this person has that upbringing, he lived there. Even now, there are families, you'll be very shocked to see. You know, there are some families, it's very amazing. How can you say? I came across one family like three brothers with their wives, their children, just two flats combined. So I was very curious, how do you do that? You know? How do you don't have children? Children can be the cause of differences. Ladies can be the cause of differences. I was shocked that all the three sons, whatever they earn, they give it to their father. And the father decides. I said, what about festivals? You have to take some gifts, you know. Now there are three daughter-in-laws, you know, who will get what? Everyone has their own choice. Everyone has something. How do you go on holidays? Where do you go? And this lady had an answer for everything what I asked. I said, this is something very unique. This is not possible. Even the way the cooking is done, there are interns. That 1 month, her responsibility. So she is, who goes for marketing? Who gets the vegetables? Very rare. This is very rare. But the point is, when we have these type of values, what Krishna is showing is Hasta is going to Indraprastha, and eventually it is living together. As it is said that no man is an island, he is a social animal. So naturally he is always seeking for relationships. That is only real fulfillment, because the soul by nature is always seeking. But without real Krishna consciousness, real understanding, it's very difficult for anyone to experience. So this is what was Prabhupada, same thing. As a few days back, the people usually at the age of 65, they retire. Now he began a worldwide movement. People go to Vrindavan to retire. When Prabhupada went to Vrindavan in the late 50s, after he took sannyas in 59, so a few years before he went there, now the residents there, they saw Prabhupada. Oh, he's one more old man who has come here. You know, so many people come there, so he has come here to leave his body. He's come here for retirement. And he was sitting there writing books. And then he left. They didn't know he has gone. They didn't know. Then 71 he comes back to Mathura with his Western disciples. And he's received in Mathura. The way the Mathura residents say, he's our local, he's a local boy, our hero. He's from here. What a reception they gave, because they could feel that, you know, he's the person who went and he bought Western disciples. And these disciples, the ladies are dressed up in sari, plaited hair, dhotish, and they are following our tradition. The Mathura Vasis, they were shocked. We are taking it, you know, this is our tradition. Why would anyone accept these foreigners? They are accepting it. The reception received by the residents of Mathura that time was something of the same mood. They loved so much Prabhupada coming. He was their local from their town, you know, who has gone out and come victorious with. They gave him a big reception. Then he went. So this is how in this month of book distribution we get some idea about. Okay, we talk about distributing books. This is what Prabhupada gave his whole life, just writing, and especially for, he was in a hurry to give this 10th canto. He was not sure whether he'll live for till 10th canto translation. He could come up to 10th canto. But then he wanted to give Krishna book. So that is the sweetness of the Lord's activities. Sweetness. There are many, many different avatars, but how is Krishna becoming very unique? Because of his one aspect, that is prema madhurya. His loving dealings. How he deals. He enacts those activities like the way in this chapter is said. Several like this. Besides he being very attractive, rupa madhurya, and no other avatars plays flute, venu madhurya. And amazing supernatural type of pastimes which hardly anyone, but he did everything, that is Leela Madhuri. And in this chapter it is that sweetness. So this is what is spiritual life, the ultimate realization, the topmost realization. People want to be spiritual, but they don't want to be religious. There is one concept, spiritual but not religious. Because the name religion immediately evokes God, don't talk about God. I want to be spiritual, but no God. How is it possible? How is it possible you to experience something higher taste without accepting, you know, the fundamental rules, principles, and you just want to be spiritual? Because in the name of religion, there are so many things happening. How can, here is extreme sweetness, and the other thing is the name of religion, there is hatred being taught. To kill. So there is a confusion. Religion. How is religion developing these type of qualities? So the truth is, from these type of things, when we hear, we know that what is ultimately what? Why I'm doing this for? What do I want? What I'm aspiring for? Purification. But then it's definitely a very long way. It's nothing comes so cheaply. Because what is being given, what to be received is also something invaluable. That experience of selfishness, the idea of selfishness, it's something in this life, if I can experience what is selfishness, that itself is real success in life, selfishness. And Prabhupada in the recent thing, he showed it. He showed this. Otherwise, why would anyone go to a place like Vrindavan? We may say, well, it's his spiritual master's instruction he had given him. No, Prabhupada's heart was just, he could not see that people. When he went, now when he was there in New York, a few days back we heard in the Bhagavatam class, when he was there in Manhattan Street, he just saw the skyscrapers, the luxurious cars and the malls and the shops displaying all those things, glittering. People dressed so nicely and, you know, people are looking so... And he was feeling that, human life's valuable energy is being invested for something which is, as Acharya's day, it is a level of jada, darkness, or a drop of water on the leaf of a lotus flower. Just imagine a drop of water on the leaf of a lotus flower any time. There is no stability. So this is Prabhupada's greatness, that in that situation he was preaching. In that surroundings, he never compromised because he was very sure about what is the goal of life. Sometimes very casually he will be sitting with his disciples and he will be looking at one painting. And for a long period you look at a painting and then you will tell disciples, will you like to go there? So in the painting you are seeing that this is where you have to go. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, the sweetness aspect. The reverence and, you know, controller is something known. God is great. But the sweetness aspect is very, very confidential. So that comes in Srimad Bhagavatam. And today we are reading this chapter titled Lord Travels. He is just doing some ordinary activity. Just like family is going and touching feet and, you know, embracing and, you know, happy and talking and exchanging. So the spiritual world is a family. So on this occasion of book marathon, I mean, there are many of them who are out of compassion. You are taking a lot of efforts to distribute, at least those who are not should know that these books are not something very ordinary.
what Prabhupada wanted to give.
Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki jai. Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol.